Dear God, are we there yet? I'm not seeing the changes that I was expecting. You told me I was going to be a new creation in Christ. In Romans, it says to be transformed by the renewal of your mind. My mind is as old as my body, and neither of them is renewing very well. And my mind knows when I'm trying to exercise a better attitude. It reacts the same as my body does when I go to the gym. I sure feel like the same guy I was yesterday. I've developed the ability to make other people look better by comparison. I don't think you could call that a transformation. The Apostle Paul talks about seeing only part of the picture. We look through a glass darkly, he says. So I guess you must like tinted windows. And Paul says in the Bible, not that I have already arrived, but I press on. Sounds like those fake fingernails. I keep looking through the Bible to see where Paul says, I'm here, but he never does. We know in part, it says, but when we get to the big picture, it sounds like the part we know will go away. And if I'm reading it right, verse 8 says that love never fails, but prophecies will. And so will things we say and the things we think we know. So it sounds like when we see you face to face, you will be clearing up a few things. But now, knowing that I'm not seeing the whole picture, I'm a little worried that I might be on the wrong road. For a straight and narrow road, I didn't think I'd need a GPS, but there's a lot of off-ramps, and something I like to call cryptic signage. Just once, I'd like to see a road that says, this goes nowhere. At least before I make the turn, I'm having to go around the same obstacles that I did last week. Does that mean I'm going in circles? But come to think of it, seems like the last time I went someplace new, nothing looked familiar. So is that how we know we're making progress, when we stop recognizing our surroundings? If that's the case, I'm thinking that we're almost wherever you're taking us. Because when I look around now, I'm not seeing a world that looks familiar. But the truth is, I kind of miss something that I recognize. So I guess what I'm saying is, please tell me I'm on a spiral staircase and I'm not just going in circles. Thanks for letting me share. Amen. Life is a path, not a parking lot. Maybe that's why God lets us be uncomfortable most of the time. Because as soon as we get comfortable, we pitch a tent. And if we're not comfortable, we pitch a fit. And that's when I start praying prayers that you don't hear in church. In fact, you can find a whole prayer book from me on Kindle. Just look for Brian Duncan. Dear God, really? And let me just say, thanks for gathering and thanks for giving back.